The best way to solve a problem is to say all is in divine order. The best way to solve a problem is to say all is in divine order. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. The best way to solve a problem is to say all is in divine order. We can look at the problem, whatever it may be, in 1,000 different ways, and we could come up with 1,000 different conclusions of how the problem is to be solved. The problem may be finances, the problem may be relationships, the problem may be health, the problem may be anything at all. But when we say all is in divine order, then what we are doing is we're putting a cause in motion so universal, so broad, so vast, so wonderful, that no matter what the problem is, it is solved. It is solved wonderfully. Now, we don't know what the solution is going to be. We can think of many ways to solve a problem and come up with many different solutions. If we have a problem of health and we find that our body isn't acting exactly the way we want it to, and we concentrate on it's not acting the way we want it to, and that only exacerbates the problem. That only builds and builds and builds the problem until the problem is so out of hand that we wished we could die. And, of course, that's what a lot of people do. They just die rather than solve the problem. Now, our life is designed to be whole and perfect its entire time. We live here on planet Earth so many years. We might live 10 years, 5 years, 50 years, 100 years. We might live more than that. And we're designed to live eternally. We're designed to live in healthy bodies eternally. But what do? We allow ourselves to be distressed. We allow ourselves to be under pressure. We allow ourselves to feel unhappy. We allow ourselves to think that something outside of us has a control over what's going on inside of us. And of course, the world does have control over us. Everything outside of us does have control over us when we give them control over us. We say, there's nothing I can do. That's just the way it is. It's a problem that's too big for me to handle. It's something that just, I don't know what to do. I don't know. And you see, the very fact that we say we don't know and we lie to ourselves like that, we put ourselves out of the ballpark and we're no longer in the game. We're no longer responsible for what program we are putting into motion. And that's a silly thing to do, because all we have to do is say, all is in divine order, and then listen to the divine within, listen to the truth within, and let the truth within reveal itself to us in every glorious way of how the problem is to be solved. And then our attention is on solutions and not the problem. And once we can divert our attention from the problem to the solution, then we are on the right path. Then we are on the road to success. Then we are going in the direction that we really want to go to accomplish what we really want to accomplish. What is it that you want to accomplish in your life? What area of your life is it that gives you a tussle, that makes you feel unhappy or incomplete or in any way inadequate? What area of your life? It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter, because you now know that if you start putting the program into motion that is going to bring the solution into effect, then the solution will be done, because the solution's already there. In the universal allness, every solution for every problem already exists. In the universal allness, all exists in divine order, everything is, and it's ours to claim it, name it, claim it, name it, claim it, and enjoy it, and know that it is ours always and under all circumstances. But it can't be ours if we say, I can't do it. It can't be ours if we say, I have a problem. It can't be ours if we are distressed by anybody. If there's anybody in this world who makes us unhappy, we are the ones who are unhappy. If there's anybody in this world who doesn't live up to what we feel they should be, that's our problem. If we look at everyone in the world and see them fulfilling their highest and best, what a glorious thing that is, looking at everyone in the universe and seeing them fulfilling their highest and best under all circumstances. And we are not to judge. For when we judge, we get ourselves into all sorts of troubles. We get ourselves into all sorts of circumstances that distress us and that cause us to have illnesses and cause us to have pains and anger and anxiety. Who needs those things? We certainly don't. We're not designed to have them. We're designed to live in harmony. We're designed to live in balance. We're designed to live in peace. We're designed to live in the fullness of all, in the glory of all, in an ideal body. Our body is designed to be ideal. Every organ, action, function of our body is designed to be ideal. The design is there. Now, let's call it forth by saying all is in divine order. In other words, the design is now being carried out as it was originally programmed to be. Ideal, beautiful, fantastic in every way, as it was originally programmed to be. And as we call this forth, it happens, because our attention now is looking at the wholeness and perfection. Our attention is now looking at the harmony in our family, our harmony in our world, harmony in our relationships. What a wonderful world to live in, a world of harmony in all relationships. You look at any circumstance and you say, there now is peace on earth and it began with me. You look at any circumstance and you say, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. And you may have a bit of a tussle there because you see it not in divine order, but ignore that. Ignore that. Just say, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. And keep saying that. Just like you say, I like me, I like me, I like me. Say that and say that and say that. And as you say that, that experience is your experience. It doesn't matter what the circumstances are in your life. It doesn't matter what the problems are in your life. It doesn't matter what the distress is in your life. When you say all is in divine order, all is in divine order. I've worked with so many people who have had distressing circumstances in their life where nothing seems to be able to solve it. It just is beyond their ken, beyond their ability, beyond their acceptation. And then I say, okay, now just say, all is in divine order. Breathe deeply, breathe deeply. Let the tension out, let all the anxiety out. All is in divine order. Get your bloated nothingness out of the way of the divine circuits. All is in divine order. Breathe deeply, let it all out. Breathe deeply, let it all out. And say, peace, peace, peace. Yes. Don't judge others, because you're just judging your own observation of what you see. Look at others and see them whole and perfect. Look at others and see them fantastic. Look at the world and see it great. Look at your body, regardless of what your body may be expressing. Put in motion the cause. All is in divine order. It may require you to go see a doctor. It may require you to go to a hospital. It may require you to have surgery or anything else done. Go and do it. Be done with it. If this is what your consciousness calls for, great. It shouldn't have to. For if you were to say, all is in divine order, and know that all is in divine order, you would never even have to go to the doctor. If you would say, all is in divine order, you would have perfect finances. If you say, all is in divine order, you would have perfect harmony and peace in your world. If you'd say, all is in divine order, you'd say, now is the time for the good in my life to demonstrate itself fully, perfectly, wonderfully, bountifully, magnificently under all circumstances. I am in charge of my thought. And my thought is in charge of every condition in my body. and every condition in my body is a result of what I think, what my thought is. It's a round robin. I can handle it. I can handle it. And all I do is do the simple thing. I get my attention away from how to solve it. I get my worry away from how terrible the circumstances are. And I say, all is in divine order. I am peace. I like me. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. All of my circumstances are good and very good right now, because that's what makes the world go round. That's what makes me go round. That's what makes life go round. And that's why everything in my world is peace, harmony, joy, wholeness, goodness, abundance right now. Join me and know this for yourself too right now. It is done now, for all is in divine order. I love you. I love you. I love you.